This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, Jezebel. Welcome to my arena. I'm sure you've heard of me. I'm sure that you've heard of me, Jezebel. Now, just so all of my viewers all over the world and my listeners know who and what I'm talking to. I'm talking to a woman. Jezebel is a woman. And she operates witchcraft and walks in many whoredoms. Amen. That's Jezebel. And she loves to find weak men that she can control. She just loves weak men that she can control. Why? Through her witchcraft. Through her witchcraft. Amen. Now, Jezebel could be your mother. She could be your grandmother. She could be your wife. She could have been to my meetings. Amen. And her intent and purpose would be to control me, to stop what God wants. You see, God sent Elijah, the prophet, a Tishbite, and sent him to Israel. Israel was covered by false prophets. False prophets. And Baal that served at Jezebel's table. Amen. And Jezebel was King Ahab's wife. And God anointed Ahab king of Israel, his people. So, remember, if God would anoint a king of Israel, his chosen people, and that king had a wife that was one that operated witchcraft, you think he would anoint Billy Graham? In America? God, I was once in a vision, the night vision, and I was standing and talking to Billy Graham, and Billy was over here, and I was here, and up comes this woman on roller skates. ebbe. She skated right up between us, ebbe. And young man, she was so pleasant and so nice. Now, this is a night vision. And this woman was so nice, ebbe. And I, along with her and Billy, we had a decent conversation. Amen. It was pleasant. Amen. And this woman that skated up on her roller skates was Billy Graham's wife. Amen. Ruth Graham. You see, there may be a prophet sitting here. There may be. And you will experience some funny things. Because God does nothing except He reveals it to his prophets. He does nothing. Now, what God was telling me, I'm not through. So, Billy Graham's wife, you know, Miss Baptist, actually she's Presbyterian. Her name was Belle. And I think maybe her father or brother, Clayton Belle, somebody, pastor of First Presbyterian Church, and I'm not sure. Maybe Lover's Lane. But most likely Highland Park. Most likely Highland Park. Are you familiar enough to help me?
Yes, it was Highland Park, and it was her brother.
Oh, it was her brother, right.
At Highland Park Presbyterian.
Highland Park Presbyterian. I knew Miss Dallas, she would know that. Amen. Isn't that amazing? Amen. Now, what I'm about to tell you might shock you, but Billy Graham's wife, Ruth Graham, I think her name was Ruth Bell Graham, they called her. And she stood right here to my right. And Billy was over there. Amen. In a night vision. See, I met some powerful people in the spirit. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to do the same thing. You are, Paul. I don't miss God. Amen. And Ruth Bell, Graham or Graham Bell or whatever her name was. Amen. She stood there, talked. She was so nice, so charming. Then she skated off. And up here she had a skirt on. Back here she had a mid skirt on. Wow. Was I faced with a dilemma? Can you imagine? Billy Graham's wife in the out front looked like She was really holy, and behind had on a miniskirt. Why? She loved the world. Amen. She loved the world. Thank you. Amen. Well, God sent me to Plano, 1980. I first arrived in Collin County, Texas, the county that joins Dallas County on the north, in February 1963. I was a professional veterinarian, graduate of the University of Missouri, 1962. Amen. And it took me a long time to decide that I should live in McKinney, Texas. But that's where I ended up. Why? Because you can't miss God. Did you know you cannot miss God? If he wants you, he'll guide you here, there. I mean, you look like you're on a yo-yo string. Or you are a yo-yo. Amen. So I ended up in Collin County as a practicing veterinarian. Amen. And frankly, I was in Jonah. God told me in 1958 he didn't want me to be a veterinarian, but he wanted me to be a minister of the gospel. Well, you know what I thought that meant? That meant preach the Ten Commandments. Well, thank God you young men have heard the truth. Your parents probably haven't until they got here. Amen. In fact, your parents hadn't until they got here. Amen. Amen. So, I couldn't get away from God. In my rebellion, he guided me right to Collin County, Texas, and put me in McKinney, Texas, where Kenneth Hagin was born and raised. And Kenneth Hagin described himself as a Baptist boy preacher. A Baptist boy preacher. Maybe a Baptist Billy Graham preacher. See, a lot of Baptists have emulated Billy Graham. I'm not pushing you, cursing you. You think that's possible?
I think it's possible.
Thank you, sir. Amen. You know, when I first started obeying God, I read where Billy Graham, he was so damn religious. Oh, pardon me. You don't say damn to the Baptist church. You wait till you get outside. Is that half truth or all truth?
It's true.
That's true. As soon as you get out, light up and damn. Oh, you know where I learned about them? When I worked in a funeral home in 1950 and 51, my God, I'd haul those. All those people to the graves to bury their loved ones, And they couldn't wait. I know about the family. I don't remember if the family ever asked me if they could smoke. I don't remember that. But Baptist preachers, Catholic priests, Methodist preachers, they sent over in the right hand seat of the funeral coach where this person, and they just preached the funeral. Everybody. Now, I'm not sure this ever happened to me, but I had a friend that he was a Baptist. Now, Baptists will light you up, you know that. Well, if you're a Baptist, you get outside of church, it's legal to light up. And I worked with Doug Mooney. Doug Mooney was 6 years older than me. And he's a Baptist. And I am sure Doug Mooney told me that he'd ride the funeral coach and have preachers ride with him. And when they would start driving, this Baptist preacher would say, do you mind if I smoke? Now, I think this happened to me, but I'm blaming Doug Mooney. Amen. Why, I don't give a damn what you do. Well, if I make a difference in your sin, what do you think God would do? So, I'm telling you, Bob, God did that to me to show me religion. My God, I didn't have a very good opinion when I went there. By the time I left, I had all kinds of bad opinions about religious people. I tell you, Luke, the darndest thing, I'm 18 when I went to work. I drove an ambulance because I was a good driver. And I drove funeral coaches. And I drove family cars, drove flower cars, and whatever else. But this probably wasn't bother most. I'm not saying you. But I drove the family car once to a gravesite. To a gravesite. And my God, I thought maybe if you're burying the dead, you might at least say, well, let's give them a little grace. Huh? Amen. But I'll tell you, in that family car, there was a young woman, and all she wanted to know is who the hell I was. Now, I thought she was about out of knowing who people were. But she asked the person I worked with, would you have him call me? Call you? I thought, fool, you just buried your dad or somebody and you want to talk to me? God, I'm telling you, that bugged me, Steve. I mean, I know I was too self-righteous, but Jesus, do you have to catch a boyfriend at a funeral? Bob, I know that's real self-righteous, but good God, I'd have waited until I got away from there. Amen. Amen. So, about that, somebody, if you don't know it. You know, boyfriends are on a take if some woman wants them, no matter where they're at. Amen. And those kind of women are Jezebels. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight, I would just like to say to Bob Buckner, John Burson, and Jack Turquette, three men that really think you are righteous. All three of you. You know how righteous you three think you are. Oh, yeah. I mean, you three know how righteous that you think you are. All three of you. Now, you know that one of you believes the 8th chapter of the book of Isaiah. You know. I mean, you three are more holy than God. You say, and what is in the 8th chapter of Isaiah? Well, God told a prophet, Isaiah, to go into a prophetess. And she will conceive. Now, I know Bob and John and Jack, you three are real Bible scholars. You think. And so God told this prophet, Isaiah, go into a prophetess, and she will conceive. And the name is too long. I used to kind of know what it said, but it's too darn long now to try to say. And she's going to have a child. I believe it's a boy. Everybody. I believe it's a boy. And before that child, has the knowledge to say, my mother and my father, judgment's going to hit. Is that right, man?
That's right.
Are you sure? I'm not. But I think yeah. Now, you know, Brother Bob and Brother John and Brother Jack Turkett, you know, these three are really righteous men. Oh, wow. Are they righteous? Everybody, are they righteous? Now, I want to ask these three a question. Brother Bob Buckner and Brother John Ferguson and Brother Jack Turkett, was that woman that Isaiah went into, she's a prophetess. Was that his wife? Was that his wife, Brother Bob and Brother John? And Brother Jack, was that his wife? She was a prophetess. Was that his wife? And as she conceived, and she bore a child. Now I know Brother Bob. He believes every word of the Bible. Oh, he believes in the inerrancy of the Bible. I know that, Brother Bob. Amen. Now, John, Mike, I know you don't know anything. And Turkett, you went to three seminaries at once. Because you thought you were so smart. Amen. That one couldn't teach you, so you went to Southwest Baptist Theological Seminary and Perkins and Dallas Theological Seminary. My God, and they weren't enough. Jack, you had to go to Christ for the Nation. Now, see, I'm not talking to people that don't know God. Oh, I'm talking to people that think they know everything about God. Amen. It's pretty cool, you know, that God would bring these three brilliant men, brilliant minds. That's their opinion. Brilliant minds. And he'd bring them to join my ministry. Amen. Now, we're going to try to clean this up. One of them was so righteous. I didn't see this, but he's so righteous that he laid his head in the lap of a woman for 2 to 3 hours at a time and weep. Now, I know that I'm standing here among men that know something about the Bible. And it says, lay hands on no man suddenly, neither be a partaker of another man's sins. Now, if you laid your head in the lap of a woman and wept for 2 or 3 hours, you think, you don't have to answer this. But I say this. Is it possible she transmitted some of her sins to you?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, you're more sure than I am. But I'm sure too. I'm playing. Absolutely. And guess what? That man that did that laid hands on a lot of people. On a lot of people. He prayed for a lot of people to get the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And guess what? Well, let me ask you this. When he prayed for other people to receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost, he laid hands on them. Do you think, and I'm not, you don't have to answer. But is it possible that he imparted some of that woman's sins to the people that he prayed for?
Yes.
You think? Well, I agree, but I'm just asking. And, he's a holy sucker. Oh, man, he's really holy. Now, today, he's over in Jack Graham's church, I hear. Over there, at that Prestonwood. Oh, hell, I know where it's at. And I'm told that the people in his class just hang on every word he says. Well, I wish they would hang on the words I said. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. 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 You know, this is scary. This is scary. You better be careful whose pillow you lay your head on. Amen. Now, it's getting hard in here. Now they say I'm drunk. Now they say I'm demented. Now they're saying, well, he's a lunatic. Well, I don't think most drunks are never held on. Do you? They can't hit their nose. Amen. 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 This is kind of far out. Everybody. Is it 30?
Yes.
I got a clock in my heart, you know it, don't you? Everybody. Eba. Thank God. Eba. Eba. Water of Life boys, would you go up? And let's do Eba. Eba. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 1. Eba. Eba.
And all. Yeah.
for them. Amen. Only want to take a minute or two. First, I want to apologize to Paul Peters and one of my boys. Amen. We're allowing the Jezebel to make me think I'd miss God, but I haven't. All right? Now, I'm going to treat you just like I did Terry Mai. Is that fair? Good. I want you to go back doing the songs that you led. You know, how great they are. He touched me all this. All right? Okay. And when you believe it's right to do one, you call Candace and tell her. Okay. And text the boys and say, be ready. Gird up your loins. All right? All right. If you need help, call me. And I'll be here. All right. Amen. Thank God. Love y'all. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.